Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow, looking for that safe, secure, predictable, and consistent 1% per week. Now, it is April 15th. Oh my goodness, do you realize what day that is? Isn't that tax day? Oh, for those of you out there that do pay your taxes, good luck to you. Anyway, it is the third week of the second quarter, or you could call it week number 16 for the year. Now, there's 52 weeks in a year, but there's only 13 weeks in each quarter. All right, well, last week was interesting. I don't think I've seen any stock that opened and had a nice clean day on Friday. I don't think there was one. Not in any of my accounts anyway. But that being said, let's take a look and see what's going on. So I have six positions that I brought over from last week. Okay. Very rarely does that happen, which is kind of strange because 2 weeks ago, everything got bought out. And I went into, I think it was last Monday, went into last Monday all cash, which very rarely happens. Now I'm going in with all stocks and no cash. All right. That being said, let's give it a start with AEO. That's first on the list. Now, AEO is American Eagle Outfitters. Now, I'm not going to go through the yearly stuff because we already own it, so there's no sense taking a look at all that stuff we've already looked at before we jump in. So, I want to look at 315, which is March, 30 days ago. Here we go. 30 days ago was the 30-day bottom for American Eagle Outfitters, and that was 22.67. 4 days to the upside, a little bit of a pullback. 4 days to the upside, a little bit of a pullback. 2 days to the upside, and then we have 1, 2, 3 days to the downside. Now, Friday was a down day, but Thursday was a green day. Now, was Friday an anomaly where everything went down regardless of what it was? Don't know, but I'm into Eagle Outfitters at $25.97. So let me quickly take a look at what Eagle Outfitters are going for, the $25.97. So the 26 is going for absolutely nothing. However, if we take a look at the last trade, 23.07, the bid is 23.11 and the ask is 23.35. That's a little bit of a clue that the market maker puts out there saying, hey, I'm going to open up on the high side tomorrow. All right, fine. So I'm not going to do anything with American Eagle Outfitters until the market opens to find out what the market maker is thinking. And when he does that, more than likely, all these bid and asks are going to, all the numbers going to change, preferably to the upside, because that's the clue he's left. He's leaving us a little bit of breadcrumbs, if you will. Okay, so 23.11 is what I can sell it for. 23.35 is what I can buy it for. And then the last trade, 23.07, all lower. So that being said, that's where I am with that position. I'm going to wait until it opens up, see what happens there. Next, we'll take a look at ALB, Albemarle. ALB. Now, again, last 30 days with Albemarle. Here we go. Was the 30-day bottom. 116.77. Now this one kind of like all over the place. No real rhyme or reason to it. 2 days up, 1 day down. 2 days up, 3 days down. 3 days up, 2 days down, 1 day up. 2 days down, 1 day up, 2 days down, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here we are. Look at the big drop. We had a big drop on Friday and we had a big drop the previous Thursday. Okay, so we have our 30-day high on the 9th. And that was 133.72. Now, I'm into this at 131. Now, I got to open this up a little bit more. The 131s. Now, don't get me wrong. I would do the 131s at 83. But, again, I'm waiting for the market maker to open it up to see what his thoughts are before I do anything. Now, the bid and the ask kind of straddling the last. Okay, so the last was 122.58. Wait a second. No, I read that wrong. 122.58 was the last trade. Look at the bid, 124.08. The ask, 124.61. Both of those are almost $2 higher. So as soon as he opens up, I want to see what he opens up at. Next on the list, Bitto. Now, Bitto is a different trading strategy. I usually don't do this here, but I was just giving it a sample and see what was happening. Now, 30 days ago with Bitto, we opened up at 31.11. Okay, 30-day high was 32.76. Now it's on the 27th. 3 days later, you got 30-day bottom at 28.30. Okay, a lot of gaps in this. Now, this is an ETF. I usually don't do ETFs, but I was doing this one just for the fun of it. Now, I do a bunch of ETFs in a different trading strategy in a different account. But this one, I figured I'd throw it in here to see how it worked out. But 29.28 was the last trade. 28.97, 28.97. Wow, that's weird. The bid and the, I've never seen that before. Well, it just changed. I've never seen the bid and the ask being the exact same. That was weird. Okay, so sitting at 28.98. Now, I get this as a spread, a calendar spread. So I bought the 30s. Okay, now the 30 is going for 70 cents. So of course I'm going to sell that thing. Now that doesn't make any sense because I should have, oh, okay, one position. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to sell the 130. At 70 cents a share. I'm actually going to drop it down to 60. That way it gets filled quick. And I'll get filled at whatever it is. Limit order for the day. So that's 2% of what I bought it for. So we'll see what that one looks like. No, that's wrong. I only have one. That's just an example. Okay, so that one's off to the races. I'm going to sell one Bitto 100. That's a weekly. 19 April 24. That's this Friday. The $30 call for 60 cents. We'll see where that gets filled at. All right, back to here. JD. JD is next on the list. Now, JD, last 30 days. Here it is, the 15th. 30 days ago today with JD, we opened up at 26.94. A couple of days later, we had a high, not a 30-day high, but a high at 28.18. Pulled back up, down, up to the 30-day high on the 1st of April. Now, that was 28.38. Now, four days to the downside, get a new preview. This was the previous 30-day bottom, and this was on last Monday. At 25.87. 3 days up, we hit, wasn't a high of the 30-day period, but it was a rebound. Okay, so the rebound was 27.32. And then Friday, big gap down from 27.02 down to 26.05. Okay, it was 1%. I'm sorry, no, it was $5, which is, that was $5. Hold on a second. 27.02. 26. So it was $1, which was a 5% drop. 5% drop, but it kept on going all the way down to 25. So that's over $2. That's 10%. So she gaps down 5% and then drops another 5% for a total of a 10% drop from Thursday's close. Okay, so we're sitting at 25.39. I'm into this one at almost 28, and the 28s are only going for 6. So I'm going to wait and see what happens here because look at, again, look at the numbers. The last traded price, 25.39. The bid, 25.89, 25.96. Okay, market maker's going to push this one up also. Again, I'm going to sit and watch it out. All right, lows. Now, for those of you guys been following me for a while, you'll know that I buy lows every quarter. I do. It's one of the few stocks I will buy every single quarter because the numbers just work. All right, so the last 30 days... Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 244.23. Okay, a week later, we're at the high of the 30-day period. That is 262.49. Okay, 3 days down, a little bit of rebound. 4 days down, a little bit of rebound. 3 days down, and we're at a new 30-day bottom at 230.74. Now, I'm into this one, 238. And as you can see, the closest one is the 237.5. It's $1.16, but again, look at the numbers. The last trade, 232.05. Bid, 232.66. Ask, 235. That's a big spread. 232.66 and 235. That's $1.44 spread. Okay. Well, again, I'm going to wait on this one because, again, I don't want to. I want to make sure I make the money that I want to make. You know what I mean? Not giving my 1%. All right, last on my list, okay, is Macy's. Now, Macy's, it just keeps giving me over 1% every single, even without the dividend coming up consistently. All right, so 30 days ago today, we opened up at 21.40. Okay, the high for the 30-day period was 2 days later, 22.10. Now, 5 days down, 2 days up, 4 days down, 5 days up, and then two and 1 day down. Okay, so 30-day high on the 19th of March, 30-day bottom the 4th of April. Then you get 5 days to the upside, okay? And that was 20.45. Pulled back at 19.30, where we are at the moment. Now, I am in 19.65, so I'm looking at the 1950s at 39 cents. Now I have, how many of these damn things do I have? 37, holy cow. All right, 37 at the 19.5s, 39. I'm gonna push it up to 44. Okay, so I'm going to sell the 37 contracts. M119, those are the weeklies. The 19.5 call at 44 cents to open, and that's $1,600 right there. That would be nice. Off to the races. Okay, so what just happened? All right, so the market maker just opened up. We're going to take a look at some of the stocks that are coming up for the week. Now we are into, what week are we into? We're in week number 16. Dividend Kings first. 15th. Get to the right date. Here we go. All right, so we're looking at the first week of May. Holy cow, first week of May. Now, unfortunately, I have to go to 2023 because they don't have them all posted the first week of May. Oh, look at that. Macy's got sold at 59. Bitto got sold. Cool. 61. Okay, cool. All right, so not there. Nothing there. Okay, so let's look at the Dividend Aristocrats. Hey, look at that, Walmart. Let's take a quick look at Walmart. They got their dividend coming up soon. WMT. All right, a year ago, Walmart was at 49.53. Got a double bottom at the end of May at 48.37. She goes up to 56.56, pulls back to 49.82 in the beginning of December. Now look at the run from December, 49.92, to the high at 321. Okay, that was the end of March at 61.66. So she goes from 40, almost 50, to 61. It's only $11. It's not huge, but it looks huge on the chart. All right, so the last 30 days. Here we go. All right, the last 30 days ago with Walmart, we opened up at 60.68, hit a 30-day high at 61.66, dropped down to hit a 30-day bottom 2 weeks later at 58.88. 3 days up, couple sideways, 3 days up, pulled back, and we just opened up this morning higher. Okay, we closed on Friday at 60.14, and we opened up today at 60.51. Not huge, but still. Okay, seasonality has us going, what is it? Basically sideways with a ever so slight upward tilt to it. Ever so slight. Not huge, but you know, hey, it's there. All right, let's go back to standard right there. Check out the numbers for Wally World. Okay, the current bid is 60.45. The ask is 60.47. So that's the 61s. 23. You got to be kidding me. Really? Ain't worth it. Sorry, the numbers just don't work for Wally World. Okay, let's go look at something else. Oh, check it out. Intel, Siri, U.S. Steel, Wells Fargo. I like it. All right. INTC. INTC. 3627. There you go. Right there. The 3650s. Nice. All right. So let's take a look at Intel because the numbers look nice. And the market maker did open it up higher than the low. All right. So come on. Mouse is going to work. There we go. A year ago today, we opened up at 31.95. The bottom was the end of May, and that was 29.49. Now, from there, we have our high of the year and the end of December. That was 50.19. Okay, last 90 days. So 90 days ago today, we opened up at 46.98. Okay, a week later was the high of the 90-day period, and that was 50.30. Very next day, she gaps down from 50.30 all the way down to the 43 area. Basically goes sideways for about 2 months. Wow. Okay. Finally making the 90-day bottom on the 12th of, which was Friday. Okay, so let's look at the last 30 days. The last 30 days, we opened up at 42.45, went sideways for a week. Then we moved up 4 days in a row to hit our 30-day top. Okay, and a 30-day top was 45.41. All right, now, we got a long way to go here. She gaps down very next day, gaps down again, and then keeps on tumbling. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 days to the downside. Ends up on Friday as the low of the 30-day period. And that was 35.60. She opened up today at 36.28. Okay, normally what does Intel do? For that, we're going to look at the seasonality. Now, it would appear that for the next week to the 19th, because the 19th is going to be Friday, she's going to go up, come back, and then she's going to go down. Well, if I was going to do Intel, I'd want to jump in and get out by this Friday and not get back into it until after it's made its move. But can what happen? Sure it can. Well, let's take a look. Okay, this instance, I wouldn't do an at the money, I would do an in the money. Now, I'll explain that in a minute. Okay, right now the stock is 36.28 for the bid, 36.29 for the ask. Okay, so 36.29, I'd be looking at the 36s. Why? Well, I'm getting over 1%, and you're one strike in the money. Okay, because at the money right now would be the 36.50, but the stock would have to go up, okay, to hit the 36.50. Yeah, you'll make your 1%, but if the stock doesn't go up, that means you'll probably hold on to it next week. But if I do the 36s, I'm one strike in the money. So the stock doesn't have to do absolutely anything. It can stay right where it is. I'll still make my 1%. If the stock comes down, it can come all the way down to 36 and I'll still make my 1%. So that's why I like to do in the money in a situation like this. Because just because the seasonality says she's going to go up for a couple of days and then pull back, I don't want to be there when the pullback comes. Does that mean it's going to happen? No, it doesn't. Only thing that means is that's what it's done over the past 10 years. Now, that was the average movement over the 10-year period. So I want to be safe, and I want to have that predictable income. So if I do the 36, let's see what the number looks like. Okay, so the 36 is going for 77 cents, but I'm losing 27 cents right off the top if I buy it at the current price. Now, it keeps changing, but it's at 36.26 at the moment. So if I take the 26 off of that 76 that I can sell this for, that means I'm bringing in 51 cents. Okay, so at 51 cents, and the purchase price being 36. Wait a minute. Because I already subtracted the 27 cents. Okay, that's a 1.4% for Intel. Now, here's the thing. 1.4%, the stock goes up, I make that. Stock stays the same, I make that. The stock can even come down, and I still make that. Because at 36.28, if the stock drops down to 36, I'm still making the money that I want. But if she drops to 35.99, then I'll be taking it into next week for less money than I paid for it. But we'll have to figure that out when Friday comes. But at this moment, I like Intel, so I'm going to write that down in my book and circle it, because that's what I do when things look good. INTC, it's written down, and it is circled. All right, so I like Intel. What do we have up next? All right, Intel. Ooh, Wells Fargo always has something good going on. WFC. Okay, first I want to look at the price. The price is $57.86. So the 58s, ooh, well over 1%. Let's take a look at the chart. Okay, a year ago today, we opened up at 39.83 a year ago. A couple of weeks later, we had the bottom of the year, beginning of May. Okay, she jumps up to 47, pulls back to a double bottom at 38, finishes out the year somewhere around the $50 area. Now the last 90 days. Ninety days ago today, we opened up at 46.77. A couple of days later, you know what? Let me just read these. Okay, 90 days ago, 46.22. 89 days ago, 46.21. Okay, 97 days ago, is that right? No, 98 days ago, 46.12. So 3 days, that's pretty close to a triple bottom right there. Like she goes up, pulls back, up, ooh, keeps on going. Okay, the 90-day high is 58.44. Now let's take a look at the last 30 days. 30 days ago, we opened up at 56.86. Now this thing didn't do a whole heck of a lot. Looks like she stayed in a channel between 56 and 58. Now, 2 days up, 1 day, 2 days down. 1 day up, 2 days down, 3 days up, 4 days down, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Okay, so we have our 30-day high 30 days ago, and that was 58.30. Basically, it went sideways for the whole month within the last 5 days. Okay, so last Monday, was a halfway decent day. Tuesday was the first day to drop down, Wednesday dropped down, Thursday dropped down, and Friday made its bottom for the 30-day period, 55.34. Nice gap up this morning, okay? She closed on Friday at 55.97, and she opened up this morning at 57.61. Okay, so what does Wells Fargo normally do this time of year? Normally, she goes up ever so slightly. I'm good with that one. Now, let's go back here. Now, I'm missing out on this one because I have no money to buy this. But for those of you out there in the audience, sure, why not? Okay, so I can buy it today at 57.84. The closest one's going to be the 58. And that's going for 69 cents, 70 cents. Okay, so clear that. 0.66. It keeps changing. 66, I'm going to divide that by the purchase price. 57.81. That's 1.1%. Okay, if she goes up, you're going to collect that 21 cents. additional, which bring you right over the top. Now, I'm going to end it up here. We can take a look at some of the other ones tomorrow morning, only because most of the people in the audience that are live at this moment are still heavy in the cash area, and 25 minutes is going to be enough. There's so many more stocks to go over this week, but I got two open. Macy's. What is Macy's at? Oh, it got filled. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go and start answering questions with the participating audience, and you guys over in the podcast world, we're going to catch you guys again tomorrow. We'll look at some more stocks that are up for consideration this week, but don't fear, 1%, safe, secure, predictable, and consistent, using nothing but pre-qualified dividend stocks. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. You guys have a great day.